Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. This is a podcast about helping you reach high performance in your life, in every area of your life. It's about staying more motivated, more confident, more disciplined, and on purpose. You know, the high performance experience is really about feeling more vibrant, more connected, more excellent, more fulfilled in your life. But it's also challenging you, because you and I both know it's difficult to reach those levels of high performance without support, without ongoing commitment and dedication to your own personal development. So welcome to our HPX community. Thank you for joining us here on The Brendan Show. I'm super pumped for today's episode. Before we begin, I want to let you know that we have specials right now on our HPX nutrition line. If you didn't know it, I rolled out three specific products to help you with your performance. These are three specific supplements that will really give you the edge. Now, don't worry, I'm not starting an MLM or a downline. I'm not asking you to promote any of my products. And frankly, just like you, there's a lot of different companies and a lot of different products that I love and I enjoy and I'm not trying to compete with. It was specifically, I could not find three world-class supplements that specifically helped me in these areas. So we've got HPX Optimize, which is a mental focus and energy product for your brain health. Then we've got Essentials, which is a functional multivitamin, which we've basically enhanced for longevity, for joint health, and for vitality and digestion. But what we did, instead of like making a multivitamin where they sprinkled a million different things in there that actually have no effect, you know, we put in dosages here that you'll be amazed by. And then finally, we've got HPX Organic Boost, which is the energy drink mix that I take because it's 100% organic. It's actually delicious too, I have to tell you that. So go check it out, hpxwellness.com. Everything you need to know is right there. And if you've ever wanted to know how to reach the high performance experience in terms of your biology and physiology, these products can really support you. Go to hpxwellness.com. And without further ado, on to today's episode.
If you don't have a framework that builds your curriculum or your argument, you're just a rambling, bambling talker who likes to hear yourself ramble and bamble and talk. You need frameworks and structure to build arguments. You need frameworks and structures to teach and to lead. And if you don't have those, it's really hard to break through. I worked with a woman who has 3 million fans on Instagram, and she's like, I just don't understand why I can't, I got all the fans, but they don't come out to see me. And I said, I understand. I said, it's because you don't have influence. What are you talking about? I have 3 million fans on Instagram. I know you have looky-loos, but you're not leading. There's two different things. If you're just popular, that doesn't mean you have influence. Popularity and influence are not the same thing. I know lots of people with tons of fans or tons of views who are broke, literally. I worked with, out of the top 100 YouTubers, 20 of them have been private clients. I'm pretty familiar with people who know the difference between leading and building frameworks of influence with their people and others who just don't do that. And so this, I'm going to teach you a couple of frameworks here in the people category that's going to help you completely reimagine some of your arguments that you make, both in terms of sales or in your relationships. Those who have lots of conflict or challenge or don't know how to persuade, you're going to love this section. So can I get to work with y'all? Let's do it. Okay, people category, first framework. Let me teach you how to understand people. Let me teach you how to understand people. If you want to understand your child or your spouse or your team, at the heart of understanding everybody is understanding what they are enthusiastic about. What makes someone have enthusiasm? And if you're not sure what that means, enthusiasm basically means positive, optimistic willingness. Positive, optimistic willingness. Like, because they're enthusiastic about it, it's positive. Because they're enthusiastic, they're looking forward to it, that's optimistic. And because they're enthusiastic, they want to do it. Positive, optimistic willingness. If you don't know someone's enthusiasm, you don't know that person. You might know what they need, but you won't be able to lead them. How many follow? Like, right, we gotta move beyond the culture that just solves problems and into a culture that's more conscious about where we're taking people. That's why we have to take people well beyond what we think we can control them with the carrot and the stick and the pain and the pleasure. There's another higher order from that, right? And that higher order is to understand someone's heart, that thing that drives their enthusiasms, drives the great enthusiasms, as Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote about. The great enthusiasms, the great drives, the great heart, the great things. So here's what's happening. Your kids are coming to you and they're saying, I don't want to do my homework. And the first thing that you do is you tell them to do the homework, right? Often the very first way that we get in trouble with people is we jump to what we want them to do without understanding what they're excited to do. Raise your hand, right? The better question is, if someone says, I don't want to do that, don't just say, do that. Say, what would you like to do? And to start understanding people and what they desire. You must learn to seek out other people's enthusiasms. And it's different for everybody. A mom starting a new business or starting her own brand to sell something, her enthusiasm and what she gets excited about doing each day might be very different than somebody else and how they get excited about doing something each day. And if you don't understand her specifically, it's going to be hard to understand her and lead her. So you gotta understand what jazzes people? What gets their enthusiasm? And if you don't tap into that, it's very hard to ever connect with people. And some of you, this might be a good opportunity when you go home with your spouse or your friend or your brothers or your sisters or those that you lead on your team to re-engage them and say, what are you really enthusiastic about right now? And some of you I know will say, they're not enthusiastic about nothing. I know their attitude. And the good news is, I promise you, they are. There is something there. Sometimes it's buried deep under disappointments. A lot of people's enthusiasm, it's there, but it's buried deep under disappointment. When they got disappointed, they shut off enthusiasm. Because they were disappointed. And remember, enthusiasm is positive, optimistic willingness. So if you bury that, a disappointed person's kind of easy to see. They're often not positive, they're often not optimistic, and they're certainly not willing. And they got buried in disappointment. And for those who are like, well, Brendan, you don't understand, I haven't done anything in years because I'm disappointed. I'm like, no, you're just not a learner. That's all. It's not disappointment stopping you. That's like, disappointment is a symptom. The cause is the mindset that doesn't see life as learning. Disappointment's just a feeling. Disappointment's fleeting. Disappointment's an emotion that can come up. But the cause underneath it is that the mindset doesn't say, huh, that didn't go the way I wanted it to. It wasn't what I expected. I wonder how I could learn something here. I say it all the time. The day that disappointment ends for you is the day that you stop saying, why did that happen? How come that happened? And you start saying, what can I learn? Learning is the great leveler of disappointment. Like, you don't want to be disappointed anymore? Learn. Understand it. Understand that next right action of integrity and go. But if someone's enthusiasm is really gone, it's just buried under disappointment. So your job is to understand their disappointments and get to their enthusiasm. Next big piece is you need to understand people's expectations. What did they expect to happen, or what are they expecting to happen next? What did they expect to happen, or what are they expecting to happen next? I think we minimize people's expectations too much. We don't realize how much people really do hope for or want or desire or have visualized something. And so we minimize it. Well, why should you shouldn't have expected that. You know how not to make friends? Tell people they shouldn't have expected something. That's a good way not to make friends. Well, why'd you think that? That's stupid. If you ever said, why'd you think that? That's stupid. You didn't understand that their expectations are true for them. And they built the argument in their mind. That's why they expected it. So you can't just go after the expectation. You didn't understand the argument in their mind that built the expectation. If you don't understand people's expectations, you need to look backwards and say, I wonder what argument made them want that. In their mind, how did they build the case to expect that? And usually, it's a much more positive and individualistic case than you think it is, meaning we often think that they're crazy for wanting that, but if we walked a few miles in their shoes, we'd go like, well, of course. Of course she expected to be disappointed. Of course he expected this would fail. Of course they worried they'd be rejected. Of course, they expected to be hurt. Of course, they expected that. Like, it's easy to understand negative expectations, but you also have to understand people's positive expectations. What do they expect will turn out in a positive way? What do they expect will turn out a positive way? Like, that's why I like to say to people all the time, tell me how you expect this is gonna go if it turned out great. Like, what would that look like for you? How would you expect it to go if it was good? Draw that out for me. You're gonna have that prospect call coming up next week. Bob, tell me, how do you expect that will go if it goes well? What would happen? How do you see that conversation going? Have people walk you through their expectations for meetings. Have people, your kids, walk through their worries for the day. I was working with a friend of mine's wife recently, and she was really struggling with her 8-year-old going to school. He was just did not want to go to class. She was at the point where she was literally having to walk him into school to class every day, still. And he just freaks out every time. And I'm like, every time? Yeah, for 3 years? Yeah, every day for 3 years, yes. But you still sound surprised. She's like, I am. I said, well, have you ever asked him in the morning, what do you expect's gonna happen today? She goes, no. I said, try it tomorrow. Just say, I'll make it named, Joey, what do you expect's gonna happen tomorrow when we wake up? Like, let's walk through the day. What do you expect's gonna happen? Well, I'm gonna get up and we're gonna go to school together. It's the first thing he said. We're gonna get up and we're going to go to school together. The first thing, he expects that mommy's going to school with him. But she doesn't deal with it. She doesn't deal with the expectations in advance. She deals with the repercussions later. How many understand? It's our problem. We don't ask people their expectations. We just deal with their actions. And that's why we get in so much trouble in our relationships. We're trying to deal with an action, which is always a symptom of an expectation. Write it down. An action is always a symptom of the expectation. So stop trying to fight all the actions and try to understand the expectations, and now you're at least in the game. You all with me so far? Say yes?
Yes.
The actions always stem from the expectations. Stop getting upset about the actions and discuss the expectations, and now you're in the game of understanding.
Hey, it's Brennan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created 3 specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com, check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com.
Next up, education. This is so important. This is so important. In coaching, we often call this competency. But you can't understand a person if you don't understand where they acquired knowledge about this topic from or what they know. A lot of people judge other people as dumb or inadequate without knowing what have they learned. And education does not just mean a degree. You all with me on that one? Education can be this woman, she was educated by an abusive father. That's an education, isn't it? Not the education she wanted, that was the education she got. This person, they were educated by their last business failure. They think through what they have been educated on. If you don't know a person and the major learnings they've had along their life, no wonder you can't understand their actions. Their behavior is a mystery to you until you understand their learning journey. Write it down. When I say education, I mean, what has been their learning journey? What have they learned about the area you're dealing with? The mom, she was so concerned about what he thought of school, she had never asked, what have you learned about yourself at school? And what are you learning about other kids there? But she never went back to try to understand, where did he learn that? Where did he learn that school equaled pain? Where did he learn that it was okay to drag mom along every single day? Where did he learn that? If you don't go back to people's learnings, you can't understand their actions. Because people tend to do what they're competent in, what they learned. Their knowledge, their skill and ability, yes, but also life learning, right? A lot of people aren't acting out of wisdom and concern for the future. Again, they're acting out of an immediate need. And sometimes our immediate needs also birthed out of what we have learned. A lot of people don't start a new business because the first one they started failed. So they go, I must not be an entrepreneur. And I'm like, how do you know that? One of my favorite questions, how do you know that? That's how I get to their learning. This isn't gonna work for me. Oh, instead of arguing with them, right? When someone says, that won't work for me, what most people do when they're novices, they say, well, of course it will. Here's the 5 reasons it will work for you. I took sales class. Let me persuade you on why it will work. Who's made this mistake? I have, right? Wait, it won't work for you? No. Let's go to lunch. And let me persuade you why this opportunity is so great for you. And then when they say, well, it won't work for you, your rebuttals in sales training are always orchestrated so carefully that when they say, that won't work for me, you're supposed to, when they say, that won't work for me, the first thing you should say is this, and this. That's what novices do. They meet an objection with their own solution to the objection. And that's why they keep getting in trouble. So when your wife or your husband doesn't believe in you and says, that's crazy, that won't work, and then you get pissed off at them, and you think, that's just because they're small-minded and I'm a visionary. And now you're mad at them, so what do? You argue with them, and you make your case. This is how we teach kids, and it's a problem we have in our world, right? Isn't it true? Someone says that won't work, or I don't like that, and you build a case for why, which is the wrong jump off point. When someone says that won't work, say, oh, how do you know? Investigate their learning. Investigate their assumptions. How do they know that? And sometimes you might discover what they learned might be right for them. And now you get to share, oh, I see exactly. Now I totally understand why you think that. And when you tell someone, I totally understand why you think that now. Thank you. They're like, oh, we're cool now. Like when you understand someone, all people want is understanding, validity, respect, and appreciation. Understanding, validity, respect, and appreciation. And this one is so overlooked with people. And it's one of the reasons I think I became a good coach was I didn't try to rebut. I didn't try to argue. I just dug deep. I'm like, how do you know? What did you learn that makes you so sure? Let's investigate that. Let's learn because I want to learn from you. What have you learned about this already? Because maybe I don't know it. Adopting a humility stance into any argumentation is always power. A humility stance to say, oh, how did you know that? Tell me, because maybe I'm missing something. How did you learn it? Walk me through. And soon as he walks me through it, guess what? Soon as someone walks you through their own learning, they immediately start reevaluating it to see if it's true for the context you're in now. They can't help it. The brain loves that logic just enough. So as they hear themselves speaking the lesson they learned, now they're gonna go, A, is it true? And B, do I need to fight for this thing? Do I absolutely need to believe it true? So if you don't understand people, it's only because you haven't taken the time to understand what they already learned. That's what I mean by education.
All right, hey, it's Brandon. I hope you enjoyed that episode, and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset or a shift in your habits or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brandon Show, and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes? And also, while you're there, to help me, just download the last 5 episodes too onto your phone, because you know Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and reviews, and I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting, and finally my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything of my podcast community ever, but I really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month, and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember, every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions, or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence-driven in what you do, because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503-503 212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.